USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin snuck to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. This was the highest-level visit by American officials since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. They pledged more than $300 million in foreign military financing. That's in addition to the $165 million sale of ammunition. Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 166 points. The S&P 500 gained 24. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.